future, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you in your home. We ask you to call a friend, tell a neighbor that we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege to come to you by the means of radio. We pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We'd like to give you directions to our church. If you've never been out, we'd like to invite you out to our church. Amen. That's right. Right out of Mount Orb there. If you get off at the Mount Orb Fayetteville exit, turn left on Route 68. Go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles. Till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, we get into the Word of God every Sunday morning and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We'd like to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors that makes this broadcast possible. We couldn't come to you every Sunday by the means of radio if it hasn't been for the good contributors out there in radio land. We want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. We appreciate them. Appreciate what they do here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We pray this broadcast is a blessing to you, Brother Harold and Sister Louise. Also, we want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union. Appreciate all that she does. Also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen right there in Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful contributor, faithful listener right here at the Old Fashioned Holiness Church broadcast. All right. We also want to give out a few announcements before we get into the Word of God. First and foremost, we want to remind you about our website. That's right. You can learn more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church by going to our website. That's www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to there. Click on the homepage there. Got various links you can go to. And most of all, the radio broadcast that you're hearing today will be linked right there to the website. Every month we update the broadcast page, and you can listen at the radio broadcasters and share with friends 7 days a week. We also have a link page there with our guest speakers. Our guest speakers that come out and preach here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. You can click on there and find maybe a friend or a favorite. All right. Also, we want to throw this out there in Radio Land. If you enjoy what you hear here every Sunday at 11 o'clock, we sure would like to hear from you. Would you take the time and sit down and drop us a line and send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. And we'll get that. Read over it. You got a prayer request? Put it in there and we'll pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. We're going to be giving out periodically on our radio broadcast for the next few months, but we want to get it out early so you can make plans to be here. But on April the 28th, that is April the 28th, we are going to have an auction right here on the grounds at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And if you want to know the address to our church, it's 3641 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio. Now, we want you to come out, and we're going to have an auction on April the 28th on a Saturday. Starts at 12 o'clock, and it's going to be, you know, until we run out of goods. We're going to have a baked good auction, pies, homemade quilts, various things, furniture, appliances. Make plans to come out on that day. We'll have an auction here that day, and all the proceeds go to the 5 Mile Holiness Church Building Fund. We're in the process of building, remodeling inside the church. We're trying to get some new pews and carpet. So be a part of that if you would. Mark your calendars and come out and be with us. All right. We're going to get right into the Word of God. It takes the Lord to preach today, and then the Lord be my helper. I feel like we can help you out there in Radio Land. If you have your Bibles and you want to read with us, in the book of Luke, chapter 10, Luke chapter 10 and verse 30, I felt like preaching this morning, amen, out there to someone or somebody, amen, that's wounded, amen, scarred, amen, praise be to God, and it takes the Lord to preach. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10 and verse 30, and Jesus answering and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves, and which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him into an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Amen. If the Lord would help me today, just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach on, is there a doctor in the house? Amen. I want to preach, is there a doctor in the house? The Bible said there was a certain man. I want you to know here, amen, there was a man. This is not a parable. This is not a fairy tale. Amen. When the Bible said there was a man, there is a man. The Bible said there was a certain man that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, but he fell among thieves. And the Bible said they stripped him of his raiment, and they wounded him, and they departed, leaving him half dead. Amen. Could you imagine a man here? Amen. If we could picture him just for a moment, he's laying on the side of the road, blood no doubt, clothes ripped. Amen. Probably gasping for air. Amen. As the Levitical priesthood passed by and looked upon this man, amen, the Bible said he passed by the other side. Amen. We find another passenger that fell by the wayside. Amen. Seeing the tragedy of this man. Amen. But he passed by the other side. Amen. But we find a good Samaritan. The Bible calls him a good Samaritan. Amen. He stopped and put oil into his wounds. And he bound up his wounds to keep him from bleeding. Amen. The Bible said he put him upon his beast and took him to the inn and said to the innkeeper, take care of this man. And when I pass by the next day, if I owe you anything, I will repay you. Amen. Praise be to God. Notice this. Amen. The Bible said, amen. Praise be to God. Jesus asked them, he said, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And the Bible said, they answered the Lord and said, I guess to whom the one that showed mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. I want to hear the words of God today. I want to listen what Jesus had to say. And when the Lord said, do thou likewise. Amen. He's given me that commission today. Amen. When I see those that's barren and torn and bruised, amen, by the cares of life and by the sin of this world, my job, amen, is to pass by. Amen. Lend a helping hand. Tell that man and that woman out there today, amen, that Jesus loves and Jesus cares. Somebody said, preacher, I've been a part of that. And preacher, I've been hurt. And preacher, I've been wounded in my walk with the Lord. But preacher, amen, nobody passed by. The preacher didn't come by and check on me. Amen, preacher. Amen, nobody from the church knocked on my door. Amen. We find here in this passage of Scripture, amen, that a Levi priest passed by this man. Amen. Praise be to God. But thank God for compassion. And thank God for mercy today. Amen. That's right. This good Samaritan is in reference, amen, in this Scripture to remind us of a Savior, a Jesus Christ the righteous. He came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I thank God for mercy and grace that walks hand in hand today in this hour, and that Jesus' hand is still stretched out. He's full of tender mercy and long suffering. And the Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, he who is rich in mercy. I'm glad that one day he passed by my way and he picked me up. Amen. And he called my name. Amen. Brother, the world had took its toll. Amen. In my life. Amen. And the Lord took his precious blood and he washed me clean. Amen. Sanctified me holy. Amen. With his Holy Ghost and Spirit. Amen. Brother, I want you to know out there today. Amen. Thank God for the good Samaritan that passed by in my life. And I want you to know today, you out there in radio land, amen, that's let the world and the sin thereof take its toll in your life. Amen. You've been torn between the two. I seem like your family don't even care. I seem like your family, your loved ones and friends and peers don't even care. Amen. You've got plenty of friends as long as you got money. But when you run out of money, where's your friends? But I'm here to tell you today, amen, praise be to God, about this good Samaritan. Amen, praise be to God. He sticketh closer than a brother. Amen, he has unconditional love. You may not have a dime in your pocket, brother. Amen, he come to save your wretched soul. Oh, hallelujah, I want to preach today. If God would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach on, is there a doctor in the house? Amen.
Brother Bobby, will you stand today? I'm here to tell you, across this wretched land that we live in today, amen, sin has took its toll upon our children, and it's took our toll on the grandchildren today. Our grandma and grandpa's no longer tell the fear of God. There is no longer counsel out there today to tell this young generation that there's a judgment day a-coming, and that you're going to reap what you sowed. And we're in desperate need today for a doctor in the house. How are you saying, preacher? I'm here to tell you today, there's an epidemic that swept this country today. Amen. We've got problems, brother, that we can't solve. Amen. You may say the economy's bad. Yes, sir. You may say the jobs are on the blink. Yes, sir. Amen. Gas at an all-time high. Yes, sir. But brother, that's not the epidemic today that's killing our children. Amen. Drowning our precious souls. I'm here to tell you it's called sin. Amen. Sin's a killer today. And sin is running rapid across our country. Amen. Yes, sir. When our legislative branch and our government of our blessed United States, amen, calls good evil and evil good, I'm here to tell you it's time and high time that we wake up out of our sleep and realize that we're desperate need for a doctor in the house. Amen. Praise be to God, there's an antidote. Amen. Yes, sir, there is a remedy. There is a cure. Amen. That heals you today. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you give the Lord a chance. He can cleanse and heal and deliver and set your soul free. I'm here to tell you, I've been around it for many years. I've watched wretched souls that the devil has took. Amen. Praise be to God. Out of their mothers' homes and fathers' homes. Amen. Never realized they'd go that far. But brother, sin will take you farther, keep you longer than you want to stay. Brother, hear me today. I've been around individuals, amen, that was pushed up with drugs, intoxicated, amen, with alcohol. Amen. Strung out, brother. Didn't know where they's at. Amen. But after a few minutes of prayer seeking God, amen, God's saving grace came down. I saved their soul and delivered them from those drugs and alcohol. Brother, let me tell you today, you can't do it in yourself. The Bible said, to whom you yield your members, that's to whom you are a servant of. Brother, sin has dominion over you. You can say 100 times over, I'm going to do better, preacher. I'm going to quit those things, preacher. But brother, you'll not get away from it today. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To break the bondage of sin. Amen. You got to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. That's right. In this hour, you're tied and you're chained down. Amen. With sin and this worldly affair. But brother, I'm here to tell you today, across these radio waves, there's a doctor and his name is Jesus. And he come to cleanse and to heal and to set free, brother. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to preach to you today. I want to go through the scriptures and help you to understand what the story is referring to in Luke chapter 10. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 86 and 15, but thou, O Lord, art God full of compassion and are gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Brother, where would you be today if it hadn't have been for a loving Savior? I'm here to tell you, this man in Luke chapter 10, he would have died by the wayside. I'm here to tell you, the devil come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Amen. He don't show you the other side. He'll tell you how beautiful it is. Amen. To enjoy the pleasures of sin. But he doesn't tell you what it does to your soul and what it does to your body and how it separates homes and divides families. Brother, hear this old time preacher. Amen. I want to preach to you out there. Amen. Is there a doctor in the house of this nation, this county, this community has a desperate need of a Savior? I see sin running rapid. People going as if they're going to live forever. But I want you to hear me this morning. It's once appointed unto man to die. And after this, the judgment. You're going to die, brother. Amen. How wonderful it is that go from this life into the next life. Amen. Knowing that your sins are under the blood. You can go to bed at night and rest with no condemnation. And knowing that you're free from sin, brother. You say, I don't believe in all of that. That sounds too good to be true. But let this old time preacher remind you today. You can have it, brother. It's free. The Bible said it's free. Freely you have received and freely give. I'm preaching today. Is there a doctor in the house? In the book of Matthew chapter 14:14, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick, all manner of disease he healed them. I'm here to tell you today, you may not have cancer, you may not have leukemia, you may not have AIDS today. Amen. Those are hideous, amen, diseases that will take your life away. Amen. But I want you to know today. Amen. You're sin sick. Amen. You can see it all over you. You're tired of the same old rigors. Amen. You're not getting ahead. You're getting further behind. Amen. You can't find any pleasure. Amen. You get deeper in sin. Amen. But yet still lonely and lost without God. Well, help me while I preach today. I want to tell you out there in radio land. Amen. This old time preacher felt like preaching this morning. You need a doctor. How about pay him a visit? How about come by and talk to him and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to heal my wretched soul. I need you to take me, Lord, into your bosom and make a new creature out of me, brother. He can do it. I'm here to tell you I've seen it. I'm an eyewitness of it. Amen. I want to ask you today, how long are you going to wait before you call on the Master? How long are you going to wait before you make an arrangement with God? A visitation. Oh, let's make that appointment today. Amen. You can lay down. Amen. Beside your bed. Pull the car over. Amen. Bow your head. And let's make that appointment today. Say, Lord, I've gone as far as I can go. I can't go any further. I need your healing hand, God. Take my life, Lord. And take my heart. And take my soul. Oh, I felt like talking to you today. I don't know who you are out there, but God knows you. The Holy Ghost is reaching you. I feel the Spirit of coming out of this radio. Amen. Onto your soul. Woo! I want to preach to you today. God's a pouring for you today. You didn't tune in today by accident. Amen. But you tuned in today. For God wanted you to hear the word of the Lord. He wanted you to know today. Amen. That He's here with open arms to rescue your soul. Amen. Compassion. Long suffering. Thank God for the Dr. Jesus. Amen. That can save and heal to the uttermost. The Bible said here in Psalms 147, He healeth the broken heart. Amen. He bindeth up the wounds. You may say, my heart's been torn. I've lost loved ones and friends. Some of them has got bitterness out there. I know people that's got bitterness because of the loss of a loved one. And they blamed God and they blamed everyone else. Amen. Man, I want you to know, my God, He heals the broken heart. He binds up, amen, the wounds. needs. Amen. It doesn't matter if you've been in church and been hurt. God can heal that wound. It doesn't matter today if you suffered loss. God can heal that wound. Amen. Somebody has talked about you and hurt your feelings. God's a fixing man today. Amen. I felt like preaching, is there a doctor in the house? Let's look at Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captive. Amen. Recovering the sight of the blind and to set liberty to them that are bruised. Brother, that's the Bible. He come to set you free. He come to loose you and let you go. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. That's why I'm taking the time this morning. Amen. To tell you out there in radio land, there's a real heaven and there's a real hell. And it's hell's prepared for the devil and his angels. But hell's enlarging itself today because men is refusing to get help. They're refusing to see the Master. They're turning their back on the Lord. They're saying no to the Master. And instead of getting better, they grow worse. Amen. You can't get from it, brother. Amen, young lady. You can't get away from it. Amen. You've got to call on the Master. Amen. I'm asking you. There's a doctor in the house. He's waiting on you to pay him a visit. He's waiting on you to come and knock on the door. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in. I will sup with him and he with me. You want that help? You've been asking for help. No, it's not in the world. It's not in the riches of the world. It's not your neighbor down the road. But it's King Jesus. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. The beginning and the end. Oh, He is. Amen. Our all in all. But we've got to give it to Him today. Amen. I want to close in the last few minutes of this broadcast with a few verses. Matthew 20:28. Amen. The Son of Man come not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give life and the ransom for many. He paid that debt. Bible said in 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all. Are you hearing this, preacher? He paid the debt. He paid the debt that I couldn't pay. Amen. He paid the debt that He did not owe. Amen. I felt like talking to you today. I felt like telling you in the last few minutes of this broadcast. Oh, hallelujah. I felt like telling you today. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. We got a few more minutes on this broadcast. And I felt like telling you today what you're going to do. How you're going to respond. Oh, glory to God. How about it today? Won't you give it to the Lord? Won't you give it to the Lord Jesus? He's the only one that can take it, and nobody else can. Woo! Oh, there's a doctor in the house. Let Him take you. Let Him mend you. Let Him make you whole. Let Him take control of your life. Is there a doctor in the house? Oh, the more I read this scripture, the more I understand today. If it hadn't have been for Jesus, amen, they would have left me half dead. How about it today? How about making that appointment with the Lord? Take the time to steal away and pray. This is Pastor Bobby Salen with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Till we meet again next week at 11 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen.